over $2.3 million has been returned to the city of Onalaska after a nearly two-month federal investigation into a fraudulent financial request. Between May and July, the city paid out nearly $3 million to a fraudulent bank account as a result of a phishing email scam in which the sender of the email represented themselves as a known vendor and requested a change in payment method.
It was at that point where we recognized that we had been transferring funds that were legitimate in response to legitimate invoices from a known vendor into an account that was not the vendor's account.
That's City Manager Erin Reinders. She says as soon as they were made aware of the fraudulent activity in July, city officials acted quickly to notify the Federal Bureau of Investigation as well as the city's attorney and insurance company. Reinders would not comment on who the legitimate vendor was, but that vendor has since been paid the full amount owed. Federal officials were unable to recover the remaining $630,000, but Reinders says she expects insurance will fully cover the remainder of the city funds.
The FBI has acknowledged that once we did recognize that the funds weren't going, we responded quite quickly, and that really played a big role in the fact that we were able to receive the majority of the funds back.
In a statement, the FBI said fraudulent schemes are increasing in frequency and sophistication. They encouraged anyone who thinks they may be a victim of financial fraud to contact the agency. Onalaska has been involved in at least three federal investigations this year. In addition to the fraud inquiry, investigators are still looking into the Mount Ballyhoo car crash that killed two teenagers in May, as well as the death of a U.S. Coast Guard seaman in January. Last week, another 19-year-old Coast Guardsman was charged with his murder.